The government is ramping up its efforts to further prevent and control the spread of the Zika virus. Today, we focus on several measures which will emphasize partnerships to increase community-based interventions and individual responsibility. The Ministry of Health, through the National Health Fund, will be providing $1 million to each Member of Parliament to support Zika virus prevention activities at the constituency level. The funding will be channeled through the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development and will be made available as of July 1. Under Phase 2 of the Ministry's public health response, the sector is being equipped to handle any increase in severe cases of ZV, chikungunya, and other mosquito-related illnesses.
We estimate that this number of confirmed cases is just a small portion of what is actually the reality in terms of the persons who could possibly be infected. As the WHO indicates that as much as 70% of the population of a country may be infected over time.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. The Ministry of Health will be providing 20,000 bed nets over the next 6 months to pregnant women who visit antenatal clinics.
These have been provided by the Food for the Poor organization. Food for the Poor has also provided paracetamol and fogging machines as part of the Zika response. We'll be carrying out vector control activities through fogging and larvicidal activities.
The intervention is among a number of additional initiatives being implemented by the ministry to curtail the spread of the Zika virus in Jamaica. Dr. Tufton says the government has allocated an additional $100 million to support the second phase of its activities.
Through the charitable services of Food for the Poor, we are in the process of ordering some 50,000 drum covers. It's a mesh that would secure water in those drums. I mean, we may need a couple hundred thousand. We're going to start with 50,000 in short order. But we're also going to be dialoguing with local manufacturers to see to what extent we can encourage the production of this particular item and making it available in the hardware stores.
The ministry will be distributing the drum covers to residents in high-risk communities to prevent mosquito breeding. Minister Tufton is also encouraging personal responsibility in preventing the spread of the Zika virus. He's calling on all Jamaicans to search for and destroy mosquito breeding sites and to be vigilant in protecting themselves from mosquito bites. The Aedes aegypti mosquito, which spreads the Zika, dengue, and chikungunya viruses, lives close to where people gather, such as homes, churches, and business places. To this end, 1,000 community workers are to be trained through the Heart Trust NTA under the guidance of the local medical officer of health. These workers will engage residents in preventing the spread of ZV.
This training will utilize some modules from the existing community health aids manual. We expect that this formal training will allow us to have a core group of persons that we can call upon for similar activities in the future. These workers will be employed for 6 weeks beginning July 1st, 2016.
The Ministry of Health will also collaborate with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries to reinstitute environmental control strategies through the use of fish in large containers that store water such as tanks to help prevent mosquito breeding. These will be made available through the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA. The health minister is urging doctors to report all suspected cases of the Zika virus.
I've been personally hearing about several Jamaicans presenting with a rash suspected to be Zika and its associated impact, especially those persons residing in Kingston, in St. Catherine, Westmoreland, and Clarendon. I assure you that we are investigating and we urge doctors to continue to ensure that we get the reports on suspicion, both in the private and the public sector.
Dr. Tufton says the ministry will be collaborating with international partners such as the Pan American Health Organization and World Health Organization, among others, to ensure that Jamaica's efforts to curtail the spread of the Zika virus are in keeping with international standards and best practices. Symptoms of the Zika virus include mild fever, red or sore eyes, headache, joint pain, and rash. There's no cure for the Zika virus, which means we all must take responsibility to protect ourselves from mosquito bites and destroying mosquito breeding sites.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.